This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, 5th of December, and this is Chin with Erica. I'm Erica. Hey, nice to meet you. Hey, hey, good to have your company today. Come on in to the radio room. It is just glorious to get together with you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving if you live stateside last week. I did a Thanksgiving show. If you want to know my, I think ramblings is quite a good word for it, on it. It is on the demand system on 12radio.com. That's the website. Apropos of which, I am doing my best to run a live Facebook chat room today as well. If you want to come in, just go to 12radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side. It will give you an option to chat and come on in. It is a private room. I'm having my usual bit of bother with it today because I'm not an admin of this. It's a private group, which is why it's such a really safe place to be. It is actually putting me at the right hand side under recent media. I have put in an application saying, hey, can I be on the main page? It depends when one of the admins sees it. So if you want to have a chat to me, come into 12radio.com, take a look at recent media on the side. I've got two of them on there, which is really confusing. The one I've applied to, the admin, and the other one. So take a look. I'm going to just punch one of them up and put my comment in saying, hello, y'all. And let's pick that one and see what happens, whether we can run some chat in that. You never know. Sooner or later, somebody might see my plea and put the other one up on the main page. Anyway, it is great to get together with you today. As I said in the intro, it is the 5th of December. The moon is in Aquarius. I think Mars is in something like Leo. I will take a look at the astrology a little later. I'm not an astrologer, so I get my guidance from my wonderful colleagues from the 1-2 Listen family. And in particular, I get it from the Power Peak. And I'm reading CA's take on things. And maybe it's that Aquarian moon. Maybe that's why I'm having problems with the Facebook page today. Yeah, Mars is in expressive Leo, and yet we've got an Aquarian moon. So that's quite an interesting balance we could try and find. I'm all for balance. You know me, I'm a Libra. I just love the fact that the quote of the day, CA just finds these amazing quotes. Gosh, she's a master at it. And she's found a quote that me sums up the season, actually, because we get into this holiday season, and I'm going to come to more of that later, my thoughts on it. And we do all sorts of things, and we intermingle with people that, or go to places that we just normally wouldn't. And I think the answer to that is boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. And CA's quote that I just love, which is from the journalist David Frost, and TV host he was as well. Very incisive man. Strangely enough, I used to work on his show at one point, many, 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 many moons ago, when he was in London. And the quotation from him is that television is an invention that permits you to be entertained in your living room by people you wouldn't have in your home. Just love that. Well done, CA. That was just perfect. So, yeah, we go and do all these things. For example, yesterday, I wasn't going to do it, and then I just thought, oh, come on, get over yourself, go and do it. I was going to go to a Christmas market in the capital town of the county I live in, which is Cornwall. And so I thought, you know what, I'll treat myself. I'm not going to drive, I'm not going to get in the mayhem. Oh, look, I digress. My banner has now turned up on the front page of Facebook. So you want to come and say hello, yay, we have a place to commune. It's the one where I've put hello you all in the comments, so come in and say hello. It's up on the front page now. You should be able to find me. So to carry on with the story, I got on a train, which is a treat, not having to drive. Dropped me off in the town, walked down into the town. There's all the Christmas markets and all the Christmas stalls there. I don't know if you do this thing, Christmas market thing, but we certainly, it's a big thing here in particularly in Europe and in Germany in particular, get lots of German Christmas markets come over here. This one, I wanted really Cornish stuff. And they make all these little wooden huts, and they make a kind of village of them in the main squares of the towns, and they're called a Christmas market. I'm sure you do the same thing. They have an awful lot of people selling alcohol to try, and I wasn't driving, so I thought, oh, hey, you know, there's something I looked at for my sister-in-law that's called Cornish Moonshine. Well, you can imagine how that went. I don't drink much. And they just give you, it's supposed to be, I think, with a mixer, but they give you a neat little shot of it to try. It's kind of a mixture between gin and vodka and laced with apple and toffee. Well, what can I say? It was very Moorish, and I only had a tight little shot of it. It's a good job I wasn't driving, because I don't think I was straight walking round the town for about 15 minutes afterwards. I was completely pie-eyed. But anyway, I bought some for my sister-in-law. But there I was in this kind of very busy, quite hyped, very pleasant hype. I mean, all the stall traders are obviously trying to sell their wares. So everybody's very jolly in a way that you don't get in a regular department store if you go in. I mean, it is a kind of village atmosphere. But it's quite intense. And now that I live out in the countryside on my own, I never used to make anything of them. But now I really feel the difference. So I was going to say to you, how are you doing with your holiday season? Do you suddenly feel the difference in the energy when you go out into the streets? Because people are just that little bit more pushed. You know, maybe they're starting to think about their holiday season, their Christmas, their solstice, whatever you celebrate, shopping. And this slight obligation, this intensity, oh, I'd better get my act together and do it. I was speaking to someone I haven't spoken to in, goodness, 35 years, who called me last week, which again is a strange thing. We are living in such strange energies. Have you found that strands are coming back in from the past, from strange ways that you wouldn't expect? And I was thinking with this phone call, what am I supposed to make of this? Why has this come back into my energy field, into my circle at this time? And the answer is, I don't know. I'm just going to sit with it and go with it. And this lady who I haven't spoken to, she's actually the sister of an ex-boyfriend that I haven't seen in 35 years, and I haven't spoken to her in 35 years. And out of the blue, she phoned me, because she is moving to my part of the world, for advice on moving house. I don't know that I'm very wise on that subject, but anyway, I did my best with it. But yeah, strange energies and the strange push of the season. But what she was saying was, and the reason she phoned me for advice, which is why I've gone around this kind of thought loop into this, is that she just felt completely overwhelmed to the point of inertia, that she couldn't act at all, couldn't think straight, didn't know what to do, couldn't make a decision. Now, if I tell you that this person is a nuclear physicist, this is not someone whose brain stalls a lot. Now, this was just completely emotional overload. Which was interesting. And I think there's a lot of it about, so many of my friends say that they feel very, very stuck in this inertia, in this overload, that they're tired, that they just don't feel they can engage with the process of the holiday season. And I get it. I do. Because I pushed myself to do it yesterday and came back and just was absolutely wiped out. I've had a very, very quiet day, with the exception of talking to you lovely, lovely, lovely people today. I am doing nothing slowly. I need to reboot because I'm running a gong bath this weekend. So I do, you know, if you've got that going on, I would say to you, just boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. If you really are feeling that you can't do something, then just say, thank you so much for thinking of me, but right now I just, you know, I can't engage with that. I think we have to have some personal protective boundaries in these seasons. And then, you know, we can regroup and, you know, go out and enjoy the season and get together with people. And I do love it. I love people. I love the season, but I have to have my energies in the right place. Quelly has put up no banner for me. Quelly, I am here. Hopefully by now, if you reboot your Facebook page and look underneath, you'll find a banner for me. I'm going to do that and just see how people are picking me up. I appreciate it. It's not the easiest system. Let me just take a look. My computer's just rebooting and see where we all are, whether you're talking under the banner for Quelly or whether it's put my banner up or where we all are. Quelly, I'm going to talk to you under the one you've put up saying blessings, no banner today. I'm just going to put you up a nice heart to say I am and I'm here. And if you would like readings, maybe we talk to each other under that post. I have no idea what is going on in Facebook, but I will do my best with it anyway. I have done a card for the day for all of us, because when I could see there was a problem with the banner, I thought, well, I better do some card readings some way, some which way. There's always a way around if you look. So I did ask the angels and the dragons I've been working with a lot this week. I said, what do you want to say? And interesting, they gave me the four of fire. We have this slight fire energy at the moment. As CA was saying, we have this Mars in Leo. And it's a fire card. But of all the fire cards, this is the most, I think it's the most gentle, the four of fire. It's about contentment. It's the dragon in it is all kind of curled up and cozy in its own nest. And it's about peace and abundance and a happy home life. So I would say that the message we're getting loud and clear in this holiday season is make it about what really matters and not the imperatives that we are sometimes put upon. I found this very much wandering yesterday in the capital city of my county, Cornwall. I was in Truro, if you want to look it up. It has the most magnificent cathedral. And I'm what I would call an omnist. I like all of the wisdom traditions and I will tap into all of them, but I am not particularly any more connected to them. So I'm going to be celebrating the solstice on the 21st. They do a huge festival here in my local town called Montol. I will be tapping into the solstice and doing a solstice ceremony, because to me that is tapping into Mother Earth and the season. And I really like to celebrate that. In fact, I've gone to great lengths this year to find cards to send to my friends that don't necessarily say Merry Christmas, but say season's greetings. Or I'm desperately trying to remember the Cornish for it. Loen is one of the words, which means bliss or happiness. Because to me, I want to feel the spirit of the season, but not necessarily the retail therapy. I enjoy retail therapy, but I don't want to be pushed into it. And I went into this cathedral yesterday, this magnificent cathedral, and I felt the peace of it. All the intentions that people have taken in there, who may or may not be Christian. I mean, you get all sorts of people go into cathedrals, tourists go in there to have a look, but I like to live in hope that they bring good intent in there. And there was the most magnificent spruce Christmas tree that was just, think of the height of the cathedral, it was floor to ceiling, hung just in silver, nothing ostentatious, little bits of silver tinsel, and you could just make a donation and write a message about someone you love on a heart, and then hang the star, the heart, on the Christmas tree. So I did that. I want more of that in my holiday season. I really do. And less of the retail therapy. So there we go. I am seeing some messages coming in somehow on Facebook. I'm not sure where they're going to turn up, but I'm going to go and hunt them down. Okay, we're all underneath. Thank you for this, Quelly. We're all underneath Quelly's message saying blessings, no banner for Erica. Patricia, good morning to you. Nice to know that you're hearing me and listening in. Good morning to my Libra pal, Maureen. You would like a card for December, please. Heading to, I think it looks like New Jay. So is that New Jersey for the weekend? Waiting on some results. Always a nervous one after 28 years in oncology. Yeah, it's always difficult when we're waiting for medical results. So let me just clear my deck that had the Four of Fire and just ask if we could, angels, could we have a card for Maureen that would be helpful? Yep, and card came straight out. I do love this deck. So I would say these are very positive cards in that, obviously, they're not predicting the result. I can't do that. But I have the Eight of Air. Now, the Eight of Air is always saying that time when our thoughts are spinning us. And you're a Libra, so you know our thoughts spin us. It's what we do. It's our kind of condition. But I've got lovely unicorns on this card, and they're all cantering along. And they're actually breaking through a kind of grove, because this card is about the illusion of being trapped by our thoughts. In other words, our thoughts are spinning us, our thoughts are controlling us. So the message that I'm getting for you, Maureen, is that don't let those thoughts control you, because you don't have the results yet. Maybe the people haven't even looked at the details yet. Maybe nobody knows the results yet. So don't tap into that too much in your thoughts and let you spin them. And I have it with a very, very grounding, very kind card, which is the Page of Earth. And this is a female page. She's a beautiful fairy. Normally, this is good news about financial matters when I get this card, or a new area of study, but it's a very grounded card and it's a very positive feeling card. So I have no doubt that whatever news you get, Maureen, you are going to work your way through it. And so more of the Page of Earth and less of the Eight of Air, letting it spin you. Just be, take every day, they tell me, they're now sending me the message, take every day, every moment at a time, because you're not there yet. We're not at the weekend yet. So stay grounded and balanced, which is always good advice for a Libra, in this very moment, which will help keep you calm and help you deal with whatever information may come. And I wish you all the best for it as well. But you're obviously, because you've been in oncology yourself, you know all the possibilities. And I suspect that that's what those unicorns are talking about, because you can spin all the possibilities. On the other side, we have the Page of Earth. You know what you're talking about. So when they talk to you, you're not a novice. You know exactly what they're talking about. Okay, it says view more comments, and I think I've had some more people come in today. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Jean, a new listener. Hey, Jean, how nice to meet you, but a 1-2 old timer. I too am very stuck with a move. Any cards? Okay. Yes, let me have a look for Jean. And thank you so much for taking the effort, Jean, to come into the Facebook chat room and say hello. So what could we do about this move, angels? Is it a matter of timing? Okay. All I've got is air cards, air cards, air cards, Jean. So this is very much about the mental process rather than a physicality that's presenting the move. Interestingly, I have got the Six of Air at the center. Now, the Six of Air is always about moving and moving forward. So it shows me in the middle that the move is very possible. What is interesting that's holding it on the other two sides are two other air cards, the first of which is the Three of Air. Now, the Three of Air is quite often, it's the Three of Swords, which, if you know standard tarot, is not a pretty card. That's why I like my cards. Mine are unicorns. But nevertheless, the Three of Air is about a mental sadness or an old energy that is holding us back that needs to be released if we can move forward. So I would ask you to meditate and journal, Jean, when I see a card like that, on how you feel about the place you're in at the moment, whether there are old wounds that you need to come to peace with, whether there are losses, whether there are sadnesses, all the things that may need healing that surround the place where you currently are. And then when I look on the other side of the six of air. I've got the nine of air, which again is this mental spin, a mental spin that keeps us stuck. And also, it's what I call, and I am a past master at this, is catastrophizing, thinking of all the things that could go wrong. And that tends to hold us stuck in the place that we are. So I would say, Jean, I don't know your situation, but I would say that if you've got any of that going on, spend some time lighting a candle, sitting very quietly, being brave enough to really look at mentally what's going on and the emotions under that, and write them down in something, if you like, that nobody else is ever going to see, and you can burn it afterwards. But just be utterly honest with yourself and see if that will shift the energy forwards. And I hope that helps, Jean. Patricia, good morning. Tara, Laura, good morning. You would like a message as well. I think I've got time to do that. So a card for Laura, please. So what does Laura need to know? I'm just clearing the deck. So in this holiday season, what would be helpful? There we go. Actually, no, that's half the deck. That's me dropping the deck and not clearing it. So let's do that one again. Okay, a card for Laura. I'll focus this time. Laura. There we go. That's better. Wow. Who wouldn't want to be you, Laura? You have a major arcana card. And it is number one, the Magician. Now, in my deck, that comes with Archangel Raziel, who is just awesome. If you've not worked with Archangel Raziel before, he's like a total ancient wisdom. He's the record keeper. He's said to know all the contents of all the Akashic records. When he shows up, if he wants to say he's around you, you always get rainbows. So if you suddenly get a lot of rainbow lights, that can be Raziel. I'm wondering about the spelling, R-A-Z-I-E-L. And he is the magician here who knows, as within, so without, as above, so below. You are the magician. You are the controller of your life. So what are you going to do with the energy, Laura? Just be mindful of what's inside and what's outside. And as I say, with this contrast of the season, the inside and the outside, maybe pay great attention to that balance at the moment. Because however you're feeling, what you're creating on the inside is on the outside. And also, as above, so below, we are just completely interconnected energy in this human body, this spirit that's having a human experience. And I think if only we understood that more deeply in a more grounded way, it would be much easier to manifest stuff. And I think the answer to these times we're living in, they are very, very heightened times. The Schumann resonances, which are that is the kind of vibrational soup of this planet, have been spiking wildly. And so being grounded in our human body and being comfortable in our body then enables us to really get a grip on being the magician, the arbiter of our lives, and make the most of it. So I hope that you will find that helpful. I'm just going to now I've got the hang of this Facebook chat room and I know where we all are. I've just now refreshed it to make sure I haven't missed anybody out, because I would not like to do that. So I'm in the comments section. I'm back in the comments again, and I'll tip them up the right way. The first option I get is most relevant. Why Facebook would know what is relevant to you and me, I have no idea. But anyway, here we go. So thank you, Quelly, for organizing this. Let's have a look. So I had said hello to Jean and Renee and Laura and Maureen. And Laura likes the reading. Well, who wouldn't? You got the magician. So hopefully that is going to be a really good week for you. You're going to have a happy holiday season, as I wish to all people. I'm just going to look to see where I am. Okay, I've got about 5 minutes of the show left. That is good. So what else was I going to talk about? Well, really, I mean, my message has been this kind of holiday season. For some reason today, and I cannot tell you why, this date, the 5th of December, for a couple of weeks has just felt like it's going to be significant in some way. I couldn't tell you how. I'm not an astrologer, but I'm not aware of anything astrological in particular. I have really had to slow up today. After I went on this trip, my treat out to the capital city yesterday, I have just completely slowed up today. Hands up, and I will admit it, I got up and dealt with what I had to deal with at 6:30 my time this morning. You know, I let my cat Magic out, I made myself a cup of tea, went back to bed, and I got up again at 9:45. I was just wiped out. And I thought, I don't care what I ought to be doing. I am staying in bed. I'm giving myself permission to just absolutely rest. So if you've got that going on in your life, obviously there are some obligations. If you've got children or animals who rely on you, of course you've got to get up and do that. But after that, if you really don't have to do it, I would say give yourself permission, boundaries. Don't do it. Give yourself time out. The world will not stop turning if you give yourself time out. And I think it's very important at the moment that we do give ourselves time out. I'm just having one last refresh of this Facebook page because I'm sure that I saw someone else coming in. I did. I saw Gwen. Good morning. Greetings to you. And Jean says, very much right on. You have to sell your mum's retirement home. Oh, Lord. Okay. So, well, I hope that you come to peace with those situations that are going on around you. Not nice for you, Jean. But now I understand the Three of Swords perfectly well. So you need to come to peace with that very kind of strong, challenging energy that is surrounding your mother's sale. And I'm sure when you journal that, you're going to find sadness and perhaps betrayal because it's a family member who's not been very nice. So write down all the things that you would like to say and tell the universe how you would like to be helped with that. Particularly your guardian angel will be really, really good with this. If you like to work with guardian angels, then have a chat to your guardian angel and say, how do I make my peace with this? Because as soon as you make the peace, this house sale is going to go through. It's being able to make peace with what I can see is a very difficult and challenging situation. But I can say from some experience as a very dear friend of mine who went through something very, very similar to this. And actually, in the end, she had been completely cheated by family members. And in the end, she wrote to the lawyers and just said, look, I haven't got a legal foot to stand on here. But this really is not a very ethical way to go on. I have been completely betrayed. And the lawyer spoke to people in the family and the whole situation got resolved. So never give up hope. Come from heart. Come from kindness. Write it all down. And I wish you all the best with it, Jean. I really, really do. Okay, I am now in the last few minutes of this show, so I hope that my wanderings and thoughts on how to deal with the holiday season, the festivities, as we start to ramp things up, have been helpful. Sorry about the banner today, and again, thank you to Quelly for giving me a home to chat to you, and I hope you will all have a wonderful week. I've got 1 minute left, so I'm just going to do one more card for the day. So what else do we need to know? If you haven't been able to get in the chat room, what do we need to know? Interestingly, I've got the Justice card with Raghu. I've got three major arcanas. I've got Raziel, the magician. I've got release with Azriel and Justice with Raguel, all of which just says, don't get caught up in the hype of this season. Be prepared to be peaceful, be prepared to let things go, and have your own boundaries in place. So there we go. It is the end of the show for me. I managed to find my music. Thank you so much for joining me. I will be back at the same time next week here on 1-2 Radio. In the interval, if you want to find me, I will be on 1-2 Listen. So lots of love to you. Take care of yourself, and bye-bye for now.